suppose if you're on Woodruff Road, it's not such a good afternoon. He's looking at traffic on the monitors over here. And yikes. A lot of people out here. Where'd all these people come from? I mean, I'm glad they're here, but man, it just seems like overnight Greenville's just poof. Of course, I don't get downtown in the traffic much anyway. Welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. You're listening to 94.5 WGTK. Welcome to the show. We're going to be here for an hour. I've got a tag along today. I guess it's a really cool thing for your dad to have a radio show, and that's why you come. Other than that, you get taken out to lunch. I figure that's why you wanted to come today.
Especially Taco Casa, yeah.
Yeah, I figured a Taco Casa. I started thinking, I think I've been eating there 30-something years now. Amazing. A place that's still just as good. And the really cool thing about it is, it's cash only. No credit cards, no checks, no nothing. Just cash. And it works. It's worked for them for a long time. I got up this morning. Today just did not start off well. And it's not because I was like 20 minutes late getting to the deer stand. I went to Quick Trip. And I love Quick Trip. They're always nice. They're always clean. I went to Quick Trip this morning. And I'm not a coffee drinker. So I got a hot chocolate. Yeah. Okay, if that makes me a wimp, so what? But I just never got a taste for coffee. But anyway, and I got a Coke, a canned Coke, and I took it out there to the counter to pay for it. And the guy says, okay, that's a hot chocolate and a pop. Oh, no. This is a Southernism. They are Cokes. First and foremost, it's a Coke. Yeah, somebody might want a Coke. What are you laughing about? Quit laughing. This is true. You ask if they want a Coke, and then you say, well, what kind of Coke do you want? You want a Dr. Pepper, Sprite? A real Coke, Pepsi. Well, you can't Pepsi, nah. But anyway, that's just, it's, I tell you, I almost dropped my wallet on the floor and my hot chocolate. But anyway, I was 20 minutes late in the deer stand. Didn't see anything except for a bunch of cardinals and squirrels and some geese and, oh, these big cockaded red-headed woodpeckers. Big old birds. But, you know, no deer. They have vanished for the year, I suppose. As they do every year. So, but we'll hang on to the bitter end, won't we? I got to take you.
Yes, you do. You're in trouble. Thank you.
I know I'm in trouble. I haven't been that many times this year myself. The wind's been wrong. The wind for our stand has been wrong practically every time we wanted to go. But we'll go, I promise you. We have been to Chester a few times.
We have. Just not in a deer stand.
Well, that's because all the work we had done over there. Just not huntable this year. Next year will be different. Kind of odd sitting in the front yard deer hunting.
Yeah, but you see stuff.
Backyard. And we see plenty of deer.
Yeah, we do.
A lot of small ones.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of small deer.
They're so cute.
Oh, gosh. There's that word again. That's what you have to put up with when you have girls. But I do. I have a tag along. Yes, it is. I guess it's pretty cool. Your dad has a radio show, but I enjoy having her around. We have a good time together. And you know, I guess as you mature a little bit, you look to enjoy every minute you can get.
Oh, yes.
So I appreciate you coming in and spending time with me today. We're going to have it's a Christmas show. We've got some things to give away. We've got Michael Silverman from the local hiker is going to call in. They have a neat hiking shop over here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. And Ryan Harder with Grady's Great Outdoors is going to call in. Some last-minute Christmas presents for the outdoorsman in your life. And we've got a couple of giveaways, so you'll need the numbers. 877-235-9405. Again, that's 877-235-9405. You'll need those before the show is over today. Just listen for it. There's just a few things going on that I'll touch on here at the very beginning. Rocky Creek Sporting Clays is going to have a shoot number two of the Rocky Creek Holiday Series. It's a Christmas, day after Christmas, which is Saturday, December 26th. It's a 100 target NSCA entry fees, $85 for the NSCA. If you want to do a combo, which is registered in the Lewis class shoots, it's $130. $10 of each entry fee goes back to the class. $10 of each entry goes back to the series fund. Cash prizes fall in the fourth shoot. So I missed the first shoot. So there's two more shoots after this one. Rocky Creek, they're at 3300 Mountain Gap Road in Richburg, South Carolina. You can call them at 803-482-2070. If you are in the park mode, and this is a great Christmas present all on its own, the Move It Pass. I got an email from Charleston County Parks. The Move It Pass. Your fitness routine should be varied and exciting, and the Move It Pass offers you 365 days of membership benefits to some of the best fitness facilities in Charleston, your county parks. Whether you're looking for yoga, group runs, stand-up paddleboard fitness, other exciting classes, or your routine is a solo venture into nature, the Move It Pass offers something for everyone. It's only a limited time, $150 through December 31st. And you get admission to the Calkaw Interpretive Center, James Island County Park, Mount Pleasant, Palmetto Islands County Park, North Charleston Wanamaker, Laurel Hill, Mullet Hall Equestrian Center, walking and running trails in the McLeod Plantation Historic Site. Free vehicle admission. That's everyone in your car at the Folly Beach Fishing Pier, Kiowa Beach Walker Park, Isle of Palms County Park, Folly Beach County Park. Free programs such as bird walks and interpretive walks and all that. So there's a park, if you spend a lot of time down along the coast, especially in Charleston, that might be something you want to get somebody. Kids, you have families of their own, they're your grandparent or something. And then they've got some discounts on other things. The other neat park thing is the South Carolina Park family of passports. It's we got one last year.
I can't remember.
We went to see the spider lilies.
Oh, that was so fun.
Yeah. We got I tell you, in two visits, we paid for it. I think it was $75. And with two park entries, because we went there and Hunting Island State Park just a short time later after that, maybe a month after that, it paid for itself. So the South Carolina State Park passport, you've got the statewide park passport. That's the entire South Carolina State Park system. It's $75. And then you have the inland park passport to the 42 inland state parks. I think there are, what, five? Is it 47 parks? Because there's five along the coast and then 42 inland. So the inland park pass is $50 for the 42 inland parks. And the Palmetto passport, it's a privilege offered to senior citizens, 65 and older. And it's half the cost of the regular state park passport, the Palmetto passport. So anyway, that's just a couple of things to be out there. In conjunction with the South Carolina State Parks, you might as well go ahead and get this and start the year off right. Every year, we have first day hikes. And they're scattered all over. They are traditionally on January the 1st. And it's a way to get your year started off outdoors. Aiken State Park, and there's usually two of them a day at some of these parks. Like Aiken is 10 to 11, and then another one at noon, the Polar Plunge at Aiken State Park if you want to go swimming in January. Andrew Jackson State Park, Caesar's Head, the Wildcat Wayside Trail. And if you go to the South Carolina State Parks website, you can download a PDF of every walk there is. Let's see, Caesar's Head has got like three of them. Charlestown Landing, depending on if you're at the coast. Chester State Park has one. Congaree National Park. And they're varied times, so you don't have to, you know, if you stay up all night, you'll still be able to make one of these, because some of them don't start till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Croft State Park over here in Spartanburg is having one. And all of these, you know, make sure you have water bottle and comfortable shoes, clothing for weather conditions, and get the year started off right. A walk on January the 1st. Hope you enjoy the music. Courtesy of Dave. Merry Christmas. We'll see you after the break. Hang on. woods and water. I think Dave woke up on the countryside of things this morning. Ryan, Brad Paisley. It's got a very distinct sound. I love his stuff. You know, he actually went to school. I think he went to a school to learn how to manage a country music business like his. Really smart guy and a really good guitarist. But welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. And as promised, we are going to go right to it. Christmas gifts for the outdoorsman and your family. We were just talking about Saturday, first day, or Friday this year, first day hikes. And we've got Michael Silverman from the local hiker in Spartanburg on the phone with us. Michael, welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, man. We're getting geared up for the holiday season, you know, so we're real close.
I hear you. I want to ask you before we got onto the Christmas list, they have been doing a lot of work downtown Spartanburg. Have they finished up all the work they were doing right there in front of the store?
Yeah, that is correct. The street's been straightened out. They, increased the parallel parking spaces there out in Main Street on the east side and replaced all the lights with brighter LEDs. It looks fantastic.
Very good. Spartanburg's got a really neat little downtown section there where y'all are, and y'all have a store. And I tell you, it's a store I like to come in from time to time as I go back and forth to Chester. It's got atmosphere to it. It's not a canned.
Yes, sir. That's exactly what we were going for.
It's not a canned, you know, sheetrock sides and fluorescent lighting. It's a store with some atmosphere, and I love coming in there.
Yes, sir. We truly appreciate that. That's exactly what we were going for. We didn't want to be, the normal store. Like you said, you walk in, and it's racks and wallboard.
Sure.
And that's not what we were interested in. We wanted to create an atmosphere for people to come in, relax, have a good time. Even today, we've got free hot chocolate and cookies for those that are out shopping in this cold weather.
Well, there you go, people on Woodruff Road. Get on 85, go to Spartanburg. There's a lot less traffic and a much prettier view downtown Spartanburg.
That's exactly right.
Well, look, I called you and talked to you a couple days ago, and I wanted you to give me a top five from the hiking, camping side of life. What do you have for me?
So let's talk about a few items. You know, of course, Patagonia is always number one on the kids' list, even the young adults. You know, we have the men's and women's. We got lightweight cinch snap tees, the Retool pullovers, Los Gatos vests. And the better sweaters, that's for the Patagonia line.
Okay.
And, it's hard to keep that stuff in stock, so you better come out here while we still have some on the shelf. Eno hammocks and straps, you know, it's not only can you do it in your backyard, you can do it while you're resting at the end of a hike on a long, beautiful day. You hang up that hammock, you're ready to get laying down in a matter of no time. So Eno is always popular. And then smart wool socks and base layer. I've never seen socks fly out the door so quick without feet in them. So it's they don't stop. So of course, winter hit us a little bit late this year. Of course,
right.
It's starting to cool down right now. But
yes,
Columbia winter wear. We've got those that like the puffy jackets. The Turbo Down is a phenomenal piece. It's got Omni-Heat inside, and it's a mixture of down and a synthetic layer. So
wow.
It's an extremely warm piece. Yeah, it's fantastic. And all the girls are, of course, loving the Kavu bags, which are the shoulder bags. They call them the rope slings. So
yes, sir.
We got that in stock, too. So that pretty much covers you. I think I might even throw in a number six in there. Who knows?
What's the number six, then? Or you already did
that? That would have been the Kavu. Yeah, I snuck it in there on you.
Let's see, you did such a good job. I didn't catch and cut you off. Eno hammocks, you mentioned that. And let me tell you what, folks. I got one. And besides the hammock, was I used that? I took the hammock to up in Canada this summer fishing. And I kind of set it up as my afternoon nap time above the lake. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
I slept in it down at Drear Island the other weekend. And it went down to the low 40s. It's going to be my, I guess, place of where I lay my head down when I go to Colorado in September on elk hunt. But the hammock is great. Talk to us a little about those straps, because those straps, those Eno straps you buy separate from the hammock, make all
yep.
the difference in the world. Talk to me a little bit and tell me about those straps so people understand what we're talking about.
Yep. So the straps come in sets of two, and there's a series of different straps, and the series just covers a little bit of different length capability. So you got Slap Straps, Slap Strap Pro, you got the Atlas and the Atlas XL.
Okay.
So starting at the bottom end, the Slap Strap is the basic as far as length and number of loops available. Loops available is just really kind of where the D rings on the end of the hammock latch on to.
Right.
So it kind of gives you a little bit of versatility on how high you hang the hammock, or whether you hang one side low, one side high, because you want to get that angled kick when you're laying in it.
Right.
And then as you move up the line, the length and the number of loops available become more versatile. So the Slap Strap Pro, the Atlas, and the Atlas XL, which gives you your highest length, most available loops for adjustment. And basically it just wraps through itself around one tree. And like I said, there's two straps in a set.
Right.
It just cinches down on itself, and you just slap that D-ring onto it, and you adjust it as necessary. And you're all set. I mean, it sets up in no time, you know. I mean, apparently you've used them. So.
Yeah, and I'm not sure. Mine are maybe, would 7-8 feet? Where would that fall? I'm not exactly sure which one I've got.
Yeah, that's probably the Slap Strap, sounds like to me, which is just the basic, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's what I use, because we don't have a tree shortage in South Carolina.
No, we don't. But it's nice when you get a tree that's about 2 feet outside of your ropes.
Right. Yep.
Then you can use those straps.
You need a little bit of length.
You know what? I lost a strap down at Drew Island. I don't know, in packing up and everything, I lost a strap. So I have one strap, so I'm going to have to buy another set. But one of my things was, when I hang my hammock and I have my ridge line and put my tarp over my bug net over top of it, whatever, I thought the one problem I had was where to hang things. Well, now that I've got an extra Eno strap, I've got it figured out. That's going to become my new tent line. And with all those loops and all over it, I'd have no problem hanging things.
That's right. You get you a couple of D-rings and you've got almost like a mobile closet.
Yes,
point.
You do. Yep. Well, tell us, I know you've got a website, your store address,
yep,
telephone number. Give everybody information in case they want to run out there today, the first part of the week, and pick up one of those last-minute gifts.
Well, there you go. So you can find us at www.thelocalhiker.com. Of course, that's our website. Has all the information, contains the hours, phone numbers. The address is 173 East Main Street in downtown Spartanburg, right next to Denny's Plaza. You can't miss it if you were to come down on Main Street. Our phone number is 864-764-1651. We'll be open until at least 7 o'clock today. We have special hours starting tomorrow. We don't normally open on Sunday, but we're so close to the holidays. We know people hit panic mode about this time of year, and we'll be open noon until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Normal hours Monday through Wednesday. We'll close a little early, playing it by ear, because we'll just be Kathy, Joe, and I running the shop.
Okay.
So we'll be here Wednesday until people stop shopping. You know, we want to make sure they get that opportunity to tie up those loose ends.
Very good. Now, one thing I forgot to do, and I'm a horrible radio host for not doing this, tell us a little bit about yourself, because this hasn't been you've had the Local Hiker for, what, about 3 years now?
Yeah, we just started year three, yes, sir.
What did you do before? Because you got a pretty good story.
Yes, sir. I'm actually, I didn't quit my full-time job. My wife did quit her. She runs the operation. I just get to hang out here because it makes me look cool. I've got my background's military, primarily military. I'm still in the South Carolina Army National Guard, but I was active duty for several years, 92 to 98.
Right.
And I was a helicopter mechanic and a door gunner. From that point, we moved here to South Carolina, and I stayed in the aviation world. And I've worked on aircraft, pretty much since 1992. So I moved into a management phase and kind of an inspection type guy for the aircraft that are running through our facility. And that's kind of what I do nowadays, except for on the National Guard side, I still fly around in the back of a helicopter. So.
How cool would that be, Taylor?
That would be awesome.
I got my daughter in here. She's been listening with this big smile on her face. So, and by the way, she's the one that likes my hammock almost as much as I do.
Yes, I want one.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like you need to get her one. You still got a few days left, brother.
Still got a few days. Well, Mike, I appreciate you coming on. When y'all have events and all that, shoot me an email. Let me know so I can get them out there and see if we can't get some more people showing up.
I'll make sure I do that, man. I sure do appreciate this opportunity.
You're welcome.
And I look forward to seeing some of your listeners in the shop. And you guys have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you and your wife both.
Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Well, that's for the hikers and campers, and they do. They have a shop. It's neat. It's the couple times I've been in there, talked to a young man. I can't remember his name now, but it was before I'd ever sat in a hammock, was just in the stage of, well, I really don't want to cart my tent and sleeping pad and all back out up the mountains in Colorado. And he spent probably, I don't know, 20 minutes talking about the advantages, disadvantages of a hammock, the strap system, which is, you need that strap system. The way he explained it to me was, they come with ropes, and you can use the ropes. He said, but once you tie a knot in that rope and sleep on it, yeah, that's pretty much where that rope, that's where your contact place is going to be. Those Eno straps, about every 2 inches, they have a web strap system. And it is, well, just like Mike was talking, you can adjust. Some people like to lay that hammock out flat. I kind of like to have my feet a little lower than my head, so I adjust, and then you can scoot up in it. But it's just it is a neat, neat thing, and it's, you know, you can get under bags for them in really cold weather. It's almost like an insulated sleeping bag that goes on the outside bottom of the hammock. But, yeah, I lost one of my straps. So, and that was one of the things I really had a problem with, is where I'm going to hang things. Is I've got a bow, I've got quiver, I've got clothes, I don't want my boots on the ground. And how am I going to hang? Well, you know, it's going to cost me a little bit of money, but I now have a new ridge line for my hammock with a bunch of loops in it, and like I said, a couple of D-rings, and I have a ready-made closet. So, anyway, go when you go shopping, shop at these local stores. They are the ones that take the risk, put the effort out there. I mean, it's there's something to be said for that kind of commitment, and you need to reward them, and it is a neat shop. So, anyway, hope that gave you some ideas. And like everything else, I'm sure they have gift cards. If you got somebody that likes to hike, camp, you don't know exactly what to get them, you can always get them a gift card. And it's not as impersonal as people like to make them out to be. I like gift cards. I like to get them. I like to give them. Oh, gosh. What are you granting about?
I like gift cards, too.
Yeah, you do. You want a hammock?
Yes.
She wants a hammock.
Oh, give me.
See. Debbie, if you're listening, I told you.
Wait, what'd you tell her?
Nothing. Nothing. Well, there comes some more Christmas music. Listen in. I'm going to cut off a little bit early here, but hang on through the break. We're going to talk to Ryan Harder from Grady's Great Outdoors with some more ideas for the outdoorsman. Merry Christmas, and I'll see you on the other side. Santa. To Woods and Water, South Carolina. It's another one of my favorite Christmas songs. In any version. In any version, it's a great song. Just doesn't that just say Christmas to you, Taylor?
Oh, yes.
By the way, your mother was listening. She said, I know, but where would she use it? Besides, she wants, and in capital letters, everything.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, me. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Airing the family laundry here for Christmas. Right down the road here in Anderson, South Carolina, for the past 54 years, we've had a great store, and I've been there since probably the early 80s, and that's Grady's Great Outdoors. And we got Ryan Harder on the phone with us. Ryan, welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Now, I'm not going to make the same mistake I made in the last call. I'm going to let you tell us about yourself before we go through talking about what we want for Christmas. So you're relatively new to Grady's, but tell us who you are, and you have a kind of a neat story, too, because I talked to you there in the store one day. And just tell us what you do down there.
Yeah, so I am now the operations assistant at Grady's, kind of the assistant manager of the store. I started back in February. I came into the store one day, and I just graduated college. And I was buying some fishing tackle, talking to Don Artman, one of the fishing managers at Grady's.
Yeah.
And when I walked out of the store, I met the owner, and Don had hooked us up. And next thing you know, I was working at Grady's, and I've been there ever since. So.
Just can't get away from it, can you?
No,
Who would want to? That's my thing.
If you
just want to stay. And I can remember when Grady's was, maybe half the size of what it is now, maybe a little smaller, but always has had a huge selection, knowledgeable people. It's been one of those places where if you want to know anything about anything, you go there. You can talk to anybody behind any of the counters out in the aisles. They know what they're talking about. Just don't get Don started on teaching the fishing knots.
Yeah, you got to be careful around that one.
Boy, he'll wear you out with fishing knots. He tried to teach me one the other day, and I've for weeks I've tried to remember exactly how he did it, but it was a mono to braid knotless leader, really. It was really cool. Like 12
it
wraps.
Probably the improved Albright.
Yeah, 12 wraps one way, bend it over 12. It was really a cool one. But, yeah, don't get done starting with knots unless you have a little time to kill.
No, sir.
But tell us, what's your top five? What you got for us?
Okay, so for our top five, we have case knives. We have a large selection of case knives, carbon steel blades, great collector's knives, and just everyday use knives.
Yep.
We actually just got a rare collection, and we are now distributing those and selling those. And so we have a lot of case knives and other brands to choose from.
You're talking about an individual's collection of case knives?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So we have about over 400 knives that an individual had, and we're selling those off. And some very unique knives that you would usually not be able to find.
I bet. Might have to ride down there and look, just to look.
Yeah.
What else you got?
We have Drake waterfowl jackets and gear. We have the jackets, the pants, the T-shirts, the hats. A huge selection of Drake waterfowl, all great quality products.
They are really good. I've got one of the, it's like a 3/4 zip pullover. The wader, because the upper half is really thick and waterproof almost, and the bottom half is kind of like a fleece that goes under your waders. Really nice jacket.
Yes, very nice. For number three, we have the Yeti Roadie 20-quart cooler. It's a great, easy to carry, fits in your car well cooler. It'll keep your drinks cold for days, even up to a week.
Yeah, I had Scott Hammond from Hadrell's Point on a couple of weeks ago talking about it, and the Yeti Rambler was one of his. And I asked him, I said, Scott, yes. I said, I know you're not on their pro staff and all that, so when you tell me about them, I'll believe them. So having two people now tell me that Yeti is one of the best ones out there, I'm kind of figuring I'm going to have one for something.
It really is just a quality product, and it works just as well as everyone says. Your Yeti Ramblers are going to keep your ice cold for all day long, and then the coolers will keep ice for up to a week at least.
Now, this cooler you're talking about, is this the hand-carry soft-sided bag?
Yes, this is the one that has... No, that's the hopper.
That's the hopper.
Yeti hopper.
Okay.
Yeah. The Yeti Roadie is the smallest hard cooler that they have that has a handlebar that goes over the top so you can carry it one-handed.
Okay. I gotcha. Nice. All right, go ahead.
For number four, we have Patagonia jackets and hats. They're just a classic look, great quality, and it's very popular with the younger crowd.
Yes, it is. I know I have a couple of those younger crowd ones around my house, and they have some Patagonia stuff, too. So I know very well. All right, number five.
And number five is Carhartt. You can't get enough Carhartt pants, especially for all the good working folks. They just last a really long time. That you get your life out of them, and they are great quality products.
Yeah, that was that showed up on a Christmas list too.
Except for the jackets. I like the jackets.
Yeah, she likes the jackets. She wanted a Carhartt jacket.
Oh, yeah. We definitely have those.
And you've got that. You've got boots. You've got the gun section, ammunition, reloading supplies, women's clothing. Then you go towards the back. Don's got his little place back there with all your mountain biking stuff, your fishing stuff, kayaking. And then y'all have sunglasses, too. Wow.
Huge selection of sunglasses, and don't forget our Big Green Egg corner for all of the awesome cooking supplies, the Big Green Egg supplies.
And you just had the Green Egg cooking team down there, am I not correct?
Yes, we did. We had a group from Big Green Egg come down, and we cooked for everybody, and we had a bunch of free food and demonstrations on how to use it. We had everything from bacon-wrapped, beef tenderloin wraps. We had a peach cobbler that was cooked in a Big Green Egg. We had stuffed portobello mushrooms, all sorts of different awesome food, all cooked on the Big Green Egg.
Is that going to be a monthly thing from now on then?
No, it won't be a monthly thing, but we definitely plan on doing it more often. It was a wonderful event, and everybody really enjoyed it.
I am so sure. And you're going to, like, you need to let me know when that happens now.
We'll let you know next time.
Yeah, more for me to come down there and eat some than for talk about it here. Well, Ryan, I appreciate you coming on. Tell everybody, you know, you got a Grady's website, phone number, address, and your hours between now and Christmas.
Absolutely. So Grady's is located at 3440 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina. You can shop us online on our website at gradysoutdoors.com. If you need to call us to ask any particular questions before you come down to the store, you can call us at 864-226-5283. Feel free to call and ask for me, Ryan Harder, and I'm always happy to talk to people and help anyone any way I can, as well as the rest of the staff. Our store hours are 9:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and we are closed on Sundays, and we will be closing early on Christmas Eve. We'll close at 5 p.m. on Christmas Eve. We'll be closed on Christmas, and we'll be closed on New Year's. But other than that, we'll be open every day but Sunday.
Very good, Ryan. Well, look, let's keep in touch.
Awesome. We definitely will.
Get you back on and tell Don he owes me a fishing trip on the Skeeter boat one of these days.
That sounds great.
All right, Ryan, I appreciate you coming on, and I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes,
have a
sir.
Good day.
Same to you.
Yep.
And that's another. And it's 54 years. I was just on the website and looking at 1961, Grady and Ann Phillips opened the Sport and Hobby Shop in an 840-square-foot vacancy in the Pruitt Shopping Center in Anderson. They stocked model cars, fishing supplies, athletic guns, and athletic goods, and a total of 2 guns. And you know the nice thing about Grady's, besides the fact you can go there and get everything and shop to your heart's content and knowledgeable people and staff, you got Skin's hot dogs right behind them. It's not the original. I think that location of Skin's is the second one. The original is downtown. That's, of course, now you can get Skin's out of here on Pelham Road. But anyway, that was the trip. My brother and I don't know how many times we made that trip down to Grady's to reloading supplies or G&H duck decoys. When I first started duck hunting, they had G&H duck decoys. Great store. Enjoy talking to those guys. Enjoy going down there. Just a class act establishment there in Anderson, South Carolina. You know, we're deep in the middle of, or towards the end of deer season. We're fixing to start up duck season. And something that's often overlooked in South Carolina outdoors as far as the hunting seasons go is small game. And this story came across the DNR Newswire. Surveys results for the 2014-2015 hunting season showed there was an increase in both rabbits jumped per hour and rabbits harvested per hour over the previous year, according to biologist Michael Hook. You know, we do have a fair amount of small game here, rabbits, squirrels, quail, a few quail. But it's just something, you know, after the hunting deer season's over with, you know, you get to spend extra time in the woods and take out revenge on some of those 10-pound squirrels that gave you heartaches during deer season. Enjoy the music. I'll be back on the other side. And welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. That's a little like Johnny B. Goode at Christmas time.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
That's a lot like Johnny B. Goode. Here's a useless fact for you. My brother Paul, who was in here before Thanksgiving, did a show with me. He could play Johnny B. Goode with his guitar behind his neck. Takes a lot of practice. I love Christmas. Just keep it running. No. I gotta talk for at least 10 minutes of this segment. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. I need to say a word of congratulations to the archers from the Hurricanes archery team. They have been in, they had a summer conditioning program they went through. Then this fall, they have been practicing Tuesday and Thursday nights. They have had three Saturday tournaments. And I guess Thursday night, the word came down they're actually limiting the competition teams this year because there's 100 kids in the program now. So you got 24 high schoolers and 24 middle schoolers who will be competing, well, they'll be practicing all spring. And I think, you know, I had this down. I have this, anyway, congratulations to all those archers. Congratulations to Taylor. She actually has made the elementary competition team. She's, and her head will not fit out the door when we leave now. But, yeah, it's congratulations, it's an accomplishment. You're really your first year of competition shooting.
Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for this year for.
She has. She started actually. They let her on the team before because they didn't have an elementary program, so she could be on the team and she could compete. So this year she's competing. She made it. I found these January the 9th through February the 17th in Sumter Prosperity, Lugoff, North Myrtle Beach, and Anderson. You can have the state NASP regionals. Then in March 22nd to 24th is the South Carolina State Championships in Sumter. The nationals are in May. I didn't write down the date, but it's in May. I'm sorry, middle school, not elementary. I love listeners who correct you while you're on the air. Thank you for that text. So it's a high school, and what did I say, a middle school team? Okay. The nationals are in Louisville, Kentucky again this year, and the world championships this year are in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Oh, gosh. Just take it easy. June the 23rd through the 26th, the NASP World Championships. And I encourage you, I've given you those dates in case it, not necessarily go to Louisville to take a look at the National Archery School program. But on the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources web page, you can go and find the NASP program. You can look, and if you're interested, you want maybe your child is interested, doesn't exactly know what to expect, you can go to these regionals, the state championships, the world championships, and get a taste of what it's all about and see it. This is your thing.
It is, yeah. At first, when I walked into it, I was just like, this is not going to be my thing. All these people are going to be like stuck up because I'm so good and everything. They turn out to be great friends. I've made about every single archer in there I know and just love, and they're so sweet.
So sweet. So sweet. Oh, me. Well, anyway, congratulations to those archers. You're, as Miss Colleen sent out her email today, this is now a commitment, and that's what team is all about. And that's what they learn. These kids are not necessarily the ones that are going to be the football players. They're not. They don't have another area they enjoy. But this archery thing, I've seen a change in the way you do school some days. But I've seen a change in you because you're a part of something now, and you feel good about being a part of something. And it's competition. I mean, there are winners and losers. I mean, there are kids that aren't going to be shooting. You know, they need to. And Taylor was. There was some concern on my part anyway, just because of a shoulder problem. But you made it. Very good. We're going to have to travel now. Oh, boy. The commercial that aired earlier, the Peace Shop commercial, I love that commercial. But it made me think of this story that I've had here for a while from Garden and Gun Magazine, which is a great magazine. If you're looking for an outdoorsy type magazine that covers a lot of things, it's a good one. This is an article on secrets to a southern oyster roast. And I love oysters. And we have some great oysters. Some of the best oysters I've ever had came from Limehouse Creek. Picking them and eating them right there on the bank in January. Secrets to a southern oyster roast. Throw a low country style shindig with a little help from Garden and Guns. Here's everything you need to know, from the right tools to have on hand to calculating the proper number of oysters per person. Now that can get tricky depending on if you got somebody that really likes oysters. I mean, I can put down 3 dozen, 4 dozen oysters.
I was just about to say, those people are going to have dad that's going to go in and eat all your oysters.
Don't invite too many people like me to your oyster roast or you'll run out of oysters. The basics, fresh oysters. And this has got 1 bushel or 140-pound box of Gulf Singles per 5 people. Okay. Sounds okay. An outdoor table with overhead light if you're having it at night. Some of the best oyster tables are just two sawhorses, like they say here, or a couple legs on a piece of plywood, half inch thick, but you cut a big hole in the middle, and that you put a 50-gallon drum underneath it, and that's your oyster shell recycling bin right there. You just eat them around that and push your shells off in the middle. Oyster knives. You need to have enough oyster knives. And one thing they don't have here are gloves. When we have oyster roasts down at the coast, we bring gloves for everybody because oyster shells can get sharp. And if, you know, I like my oysters not quite open, so you have to work on them a little more and you just don't want to cut your hands up. So oyster knives for everybody. And I would, and just cotton gloves. We're not talking anything. Just something to keep something between your skin. Cocktail and hot sauce, saltines. Yes, the real saltines. Paper towels. And this says plenty of cold beer, but, you know, whatever you want to bring to drink is up to you. The traditional wood-fired method, which I like better. Supply, you need split oak, sheet of steel, 2x2 or 3x3, and no less than 1/4 inch thick, split burlap bags, a bucket of water, square-edge shovel. Setting up for fire in the dig a shallow hole deep enough to prevent a good stack of wood and the steel plate. Check prevailing winds to make sure that doesn't matter. Smoke's going to follow your guests wherever. Soak your burlap bag in a bucket of water. Stack the split oak logs along with kindling in the hole ready to be lit. Surround the hole with some cinder blocks so you have a base for the steel sheet. Light the fire. And as soon as a few drops of water sizzle on the sheet of steel, you're ready to go. Add the oysters and cover with a thick layer of wet burlap. After 8 or 9 minutes, keep checking to see if the oysters are beginning to open. Pull the burlap off and get it soaking for your next batch. Use a shovel, transfer the hot oysters to the table. You have an alternative matter, which is the steaming method. It's a large stock pot or steamer with a perforated insert, gas propane burner. Put 2 to 3 inches of water in the bottom, bring it to a full boil. Add the oysters in the strainer basket, cover. After about 4 or 5 minutes, remove the flame, lift the liner, and dump them out on the table. That's all you need. Sometimes you can add some Old Bay seasoning to that water, and it kind of gives it just a little bit of different. Okay, 864-877-235-9405. I have a fishing trip. Charleston, South Carolina, the first caller. This is with Holy City Fishing Charters, up to 4 people, around the waters of Charleston, South Carolina. 877-235-9405. Captain John Fuss, Mr. John to you, is a great guide. He's donated another fishing trip this year. And it's good for the whole year of 2016. So if you want to go fishing in Charleston, you know, he catches redfish, flounder, trout, sharks. If you want to go shark fishing in the summertime, whatever, the trip is yours. 877-235-9405. First caller is going fishing in Charleston this year. So with that, we're almost to the end of another show. If you, and I missed the first day of Christmas giveaways last week. We had some, and I've got some things that are coming still. Not exactly sure what they are. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a little after Christmas. So next week, I won't be here next week. I will I'm gonna have a tape show next week. But during that show, I'll have a couple of times where I'll give away some more stuff as things come in. And we're going to have a little after Christmas. Because, like I said, I got a little late to work on this year, and I apologize for that. So a little after Christmas, maybe next Saturday on the show. For those of you that didn't get what you wanted under the tree. And I'm not sure exactly. I know, kind of have an idea of what I'm going to have, but it'll be good. And that's about it. I wanted to say I have enjoyed this year. I want to thank you all for being a part of the show. Those of you that call in, those of you that text, those of you that see me out there and say, hey, I listen to your show, I love it, or I hate it. You know, it's I appreciate all of you. I appreciate all the help the station here gives me and support they give me here, from tips on how to do things to help them work through some issues. Dave, appreciate him. Angelo, Lori, everybody here. Joey, great station. My family for standing behind me and let me do all this. Taylor for coming in today. Thank you.
No, you're welcome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Appreciate you hanging out. I got, and next year, I won't spoil it, but I will tell you, I've got a text today and about three emails this week that are really going to add a lot to this show next year. It's going to be some new, I won't say changes, but it'll be some different things happening on the show. Some regular segments I think you'll really enjoy. So stay tuned. This show is going up and away. It's going to be really good next year. Congratulations to Carlisle from Anderson. You'll enjoy that trip. John is a great guy. I fish with him a lot during the fall, winter, and spring. He's got a few tattoos. They're all nautical. Shrimp and lighthouses and all, but just a really good guy. I know you'll enjoy it. And I'll get that in the mail to you, that gift certificate in the mail to you as soon as I leave today. And that's it for 2015. Next week will be recorded, because everybody's going to be gone. We're all going to be having our own Christmases. I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I hope it's filled with a lot of family, food. Try to get outside and enjoy what South Carolina Outdoors has to offer. And I'll see you next year. Christmas time.